This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, a website that is devoted to covering business, politics, culture in Western Arkansas, Fort Smith, and beyond. Michael, welcome back.
Well, again, thanks for having me back.
What a difference a week makes. It was, I don't know, last time we talked, it was zero or less, and now we're in the 60s and maybe the 70s before the end of the week.
Well, I'm loving it. I mean, just walked outside this morning with a short sleeve shirt on, so it sure makes it difficult to keep your closet kind of organized, but other than that, I'm not going to complain.
And what a difference a week makes when it comes to the question of how to help pay for the convention center in Fort Smith.
Yes, I mean, this is, with Fort Smith politics, don't blink because it could change. last week, Kyle, it looked like there was a 4-3 vote that would push a 1% prepared food tax to the ballot for the people to vote on. There were several people said that it makes sense. Let's just enact a 1% by board fiat, get it on the books, start raising money so we don't lose any more money. And Director Steve Tyler apparently changed his vote. He was the vote changer. So it went 4-3 for enactment. And through a complicated series of kind of state-mandated law, the ordinance has to be read three times, has to be read now two more times after last night. So, and then it'll probably go into effect 30 days after the third reading. But it looks like by June 1st, Fort Smith will have a 1% prepared food tax. Although there's a group of restaurant owners who have said for months now that if it gets put on the books, that they'll raise enough signatures to force it to a vote. So we'll, this thing is no telling how many directions this thing will go before in the next 90 days.
If there had been a fifth vote in favor Tuesday night, it would already be on the books, right? Because it would have been some sort of emergency clause?
Correct. Although, it's my understanding the ordinance that the intent of the ordinance was to begin was to enact the 1% on June 1st.
I see.
So they moved at this time of year to give them enough time to get there because they didn't know how this was all going to play out. So it was Mayor Sandy Sanders, Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders, at the first of the year said, "I'm going to push this. If we're going to try to raise this tax by June 1st, we need to get it moving." So that's where they are.
Any thoughts about why the director changed his vote and went 4-3 to enact by ordinance?
Yes, I think there became a lot of pressure. This is just my opinion here. I have nothing to back this up. But after that 4-3 vote last week to push it to a ballot, a lot of people in Fort Smith who wanted to see it just be enacted by ordinance to be done and get the convention center problem resolved so we can move on to other things, really they began to email directors, phone directors, there was a Facebook page created. So, the use of social media, as we've always heard, came into play. So social media doesn't only work in Egypt. I guess it works in Fort Smith as well. But so a lot of that came into play, and Steve Tyler apparently took some of that to heart and changed his vote. But prior to February 8th, most of the public comments was from what I call a vocal minority who were against it. After February 8th, I think it kind of rattled people who you might call a more progressive-minded. I don't know if that's fair, but they thought, gosh, we just thought these guys, as one person told me, we didn't get involved because we just thought these directors knew this was the right thing to do. And when they had this vote, we realized, gosh, we better get involved.
Moving along, the census, of course, primary census numbers came out this month for all of Arkansas, towns, counties. Fort Smith grew, but so did Sebastian County and so did Arkansas. So what does that mean for the city of Fort Smith?
Well, for the city of Fort Smith, yes, we were at 7.4% growth. The county had the state had 9.1% and the county had 9.3%. What that means is as the state and the counties divide up funding, the Fort Smith ratio drops, which means its revenue drops. And the bottom line is the estimates now are that the city could lose about $340,000 or about 1% of the general fund budget. And it's that critical general fund budget, which is about $40 million, that provides funding for police and fire and parks and some other critical admin services. So, you know, for a city that's already had to cut the budget now for about 3 years in a row to respond to lowering or reduced revenue, it's not a welcome way to start out the new decade.
The census numbers also give county populations, and those will eventually, or the populations across the state will eventually be used to figure out redistricting for congressional districts. There is no way the 3rd District, which Washington, Benton, Sebastian, Crawford, many other counties, Carroll, Madison, are in now, there's no way the 3rd District can remain the way it is now.
No, it will definitely shrink geographically, and Kyle, it has, it's shrunk dramatically since 1960. If you look at the 1960 map, the 3rd District went all the way down just north of Little River County, north of Texarkana, may have at one time included that, but it, you know, as the population has grown, especially in Washington and Benton County, it's shrunk the district, and it's likely that the district could lose anywhere from 3 to 5 more counties or partial counties in the redistricting. So, you know, it's I don't know if anybody's really complaining about it. I mean, it's a product of success. You don't have growth without having some type of economic success. But I guess if you're the congressman of the district, it's less mileage you're going to put on your vehicles. But the district is going to shrink.
Do you think that, because when you look, Washington, Benton, and Sebastian are 3 of the most populated counties in the state. You have Fort Smith, the 2nd biggest city in the state. You have Fayetteville now, the 3rd, and you have other towns in Northwest Arkansas that are in the top 5 or 6. Do you think Crawford, Sebastian, Washington, Benton will stay in the 3rd District altogether?
Well, that's the hope. And, you know, for example, the Sebastian County and the city of Fort Smith have sent resolutions to the state legislators that are in charge of redistricting saying, keep us in the 3rd District. But, you know, you have roughly 221,000 people in Benton County, 203,000 in Washington, so you're up to 424,000. You add another roughly, I think, 60 in Crawford County, so 320. Sebastian County is 125. So you get over 500, you get close to 500,000 pretty quick, and the districts are around 750,000 people. So those 4 counties, you're right, Kyle, you know, at some point, heck, that may be the 3rd District, that little sliver of counties there, who knows. But this round will lose, and probably in 2020, if trends continue, I mean, we could lose 3 or 4 more counties out of the district. It'll be a small district. Although, Kyle, there's some talk in 2020 that Arkansas may get a 5th congressional district.
Right, so, if the state continues to grow as other states don't grow as fast. There was a line in Van Buren earlier this week. It wasn't Justin Bieber. It was to read books.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. I'm not sure you can get a line for Justin Bieber in Crawford County, but
I bet you could. You get enough 15 or 16-year-old or 14-year-old girls.
There you go.
Yeah.
And put him in a big 4-wheel drive or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yes, finally, Van Buren Public Library, a beautiful new facility, 19,000-square-foot facility, computer labs, new books, children's area, wonderful addition. They've had a rough go of it. They had a fire. They were about 85% complete about 2 years ago. Had a fire, and just between the general contractor went out of business, and then the insurance company, the folks who had it bonded, it was a legal mess with them. But finally, they opened, and it's a beautiful facility. Folks in Van Buren and Crawford County ought to be very proud of it. And it's nice to see these communities make these type of additions, because it opens up, in my opinion, it opens up great learning opportunities for people, you know, low-income folks or other folks who may not normally have access to those type of resources.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It tracks politics, taxes, business, culture, and more. And you can find it at thecitywire.com. Michael, thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate it, as always.